shot, and I'm quitting forever. Cross my heart, cross my fingers, cross my heart, cross my fingers.
It's the only show on the internet that will raise a glass in your spirits. It's now time for the Winos.
This is Sharon with the Winos. We also have
Katie.
And we have a couple of people filling in for Nicole. She is still on wedding hiatus. This should be the last week that we'll be missing her. So in her place today, we have
Ashley.
I'm here every week.
Yeah, but you have to contribute this time, like last time. So
hey everybody, I'm Richard, if you don't know.
Nobody knows who you are.
Nobody knows who
Nobody
I am.
Cares. I'm
That's
kidding.
Probably true, honestly.
Yeah. But we really do love you.
Yeah.
You only tell me that to keep me happy.
And because you have all the equipment.
There's that.
Yeah. Right. That's pretty important.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me do my double wink.
Because I can't wink. So there's a couple things that are coming up this week, including today, that we wanted to mention. Today, for anyone who does not know, is International Day of Peace. If you use Facebook, it's pretty awesome today. If you hit love on anything, it just fills your screen with little love.
That's what that's for?
Yes.
I get it now. Okay. I was confused by that.
Isn't it so cute?
I saw that earlier. I'm like, I hit love on something, and it was just all of a sudden bubbles are popping up from everywhere. I'm like, what the hell?
I haven't done that mostly because I hate everything. No, it's so cute. You should do it.
Send all your hugs to Katie at hashtag give Katie a hug.
No. You should totally do that.
I need a new hashtag. Ugh.
Yeah. Speaking of hashtags, how are we still getting submissions for
Have we gotten any?
We have a few. And
God. They're all dicks, aren't they?
No. They're actually great. Someone did send in a unicorn with a Patrick Stump face.
Shut the fuck up!
So I...
Let me see this right now.
I can't pull this up right now.
Shit, son of a bitch. I need to see this.
But yes, that
Can
is actually
Can you pull it up on my phone? Because dear God.
But that is actually a thing. Someone sent that in and I went, genius.
Yep, thank you.
I need their contact info because I want to love them.
And it is still pooping. It still is pooping rainbows too.
If this was you, please contact me on Twitter so we can be best friends for life. I'm really awesome, I promise.
And then outside that, I mean, there was a few weird ones. I mean,
dicks. Dicks and balls.
No, I've not seen one dick pic
Roy
yet.
Orbison?
Thank God.
Oh.
Nothing too sick and twisted.
Another thing that is coming up this week that means a lot to me, and I'm excited. What's today's date? So it'll be on Friday. So yes. It'll be while we're in Memphis for Pride is Bi Visibility Day.
It'll be the day before Pride.
Well, I'll be in
You'll
Memphis.
You'll be in Memphis, yeah.
We'll be sitting at home on our couches.
Yeah. I'll be in Memphis playing Pokemon Go. But I've been promised tons of Clefairy, so I'm excited. I am bisexual. I have been pretty much since I can remember, but only recently have opened up to tell people that I am. Not many people do know, so if you're listening to this podcast and you know me in real life, I just came out to you. Please don't make it awkward. I've had girlfriends, mostly boyfriends, but I don't discriminate. I love both the dick and vaginas. But I think it is a very important thing because I do know a lot of people who are bisexual, and we don't really say anything because it's just, I don't know.
It's harder to explain.
It is harder to explain because they're like, well, why don't you just like one? Because I don't. I enjoy the company of both, and I don't know. It's hard to explain. Yeah. I can't help who I'm attracted to, so shout out to all my bisexual peeps out there. Keep on keeping on.
And if anyone out there who's known her for a long time is like, hey, why didn't she tell me? Katie and I were really close for about a year, and she just happened to say something in a text message where I was like, hold up, Katie, are you bisexual? And she's like, oh, yeah. Did I tell you that already?
I thought it was kind of be obvious.
And I was like,
but it wasn't.
I was like, well, it's completely cool, but I just wanted to make a double check and make sure I understood that text right.
Yeah.
So, don't feel bad if you didn't know.
No, not a lot of people know. My family doesn't know. So, hey, what's up? Dad, I'm bisexual. You don't listen to this. I don't give a fuck.
Now all of the internet knows.
Yeah, now all the internet knows.
Hey, that's cool. I don't care.
There are worse things.
There are a lot of worse things. Good.
Well, I'm proud of you. So,
thanks.
You're welcome. And so, in keeping with that, we will be at the Mid-South Pride in Memphis, Tennessee on Saturday. There's a lot of us that are straight that are going. There's a lot of us who are more diverse in our interests. And we just want to be all-inclusive. We have a very great group here with the Buzzkill Magazine, and we just want to support everyone. So hopefully we'll see a lot of people out there. I know there's some people I'm looking forward to running into, so come see us.
I'm excited. I'm super-duper excited. I'm covering my roots up with glitter.
You're covering your what?
The roots of my hair, so okay. I don't growing out because it's growing out from the platinum blonde. I'm covering it with a rainbow glitter, so it's gonna like red, orange, yellow, green, blue. It's gonna be a motherfucker to get out of my hair, but worth it.
Are you still gonna meet us and do our nails?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be available.
Okay.
When is that going down?
In the parking lot somewhere.
I mean, I don't have to check out of my hotel till 11, so if you guys are there before that, you could probably just come up to the hotel.
We will definitely be there before
Okay, so just come to the hotel room. So I'm not
that answers
doing
a lot of questions.
So I'm not doing nails in a hardcore.
That also might solve some makeup issues.
Yes.
That it does solve some makeup issues.
It does.
Can shower.
It
come does. Shower. I don't have to check out till 11. I could probably show my boobs and squeak it till like 12. but yeah, I'm staying like right in Midtown. So awesome. I mean like pretty sure like just right there.
I'm real super excited. I haven't got the opportunity to go to one of these before, so.
It's a lot of fun.
Neither have I, and I'm super stoked.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Do it, Richard. Oh, wait, let me talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. my amazing friend Kimberly from Canada, hi Kim, sent me this BuzzFeed link on Twitter yesterday, and it is Prime Minister Justin Trudeau rating tweets and memes about him, and like they go like, oh my god, cute,
sorry
sorry
about that.
And what else? And then one of them is yes. Yes. do it again.
I wouldn't expect.
It's the best thing ever. And if you want to see it, please go look it up because
it's actually on our Wino's Facebook page.
Yes, so I shared it because it is all
I didn't
you
even
need.
Know that.
Yes, yeah. It is the only thing that you need for the rest of your life to sustain you. And it's
well, that in the magazine. I feel like that's got to throw
no,
that.
No, fucking magazine. It's just Justin Trudeau. I'm kidding. But in all seriousness, I have a extreme obsession with Canadian's prime minister, and he is so perfect.
Is this a future Hall of Hunks induction for you?
Oh god,
well,
yes.
First you have to finish the two you already claimed, because I've already finished like
I'll do just
two sets and I'm getting ready to start on a third.
So you've got to catch up right now on that.
Can I just do a Hall of Hunks orgy and just combine them all into one?
I think that would be a very complicated article.
It would not be complicated. I know how to do all of it.
Woman dies of orgasm, movie 11.
If you like fan fiction about Patrick Stump and Justin Trudeau, and who else am I picking? All of Fall Out Boy and Justin Trudeau.
Are you going to be involved in this story?
Oh, yeah. I always am.
It's going to be like
everything
happening to me?
Is your article going to be X-rated?
Might be. Parental guidance is. Hey, I'm being so serious right now. Is there a way you could put that on like?
Yes, I can get that to your phone.
Yes, because I need that as my text message.
Is it sad that I knew where she was going with that before she even asked?
Seriously, I was like, can you put that onto iTunes? I'll pay a dollar for it. I don't care.
I can do it for free.
Yes.
I set myself up for that one.
So excited, I want to cry.
I feel like that's going to end up as a soundbite on every show now.
Yes!
Probably.
Yes.
If someone ever gets something right on certain games on the show, I'll play that instead of a ding.
Yes, queen. Yes.
Okay, Katie, so we have what's remaining on our list. We didn't add to it over the week like we really should have.
Okay.
So is there anything on there that you specifically want to discuss?
Okay. Oh, let's go back. Did we discuss Jackass College Preaching?
No, we haven't.
No. Okay. So it is on our list, and we didn't discuss it last week, but Sharon has had some.
I did. So
some experience with this guy. Brother Eric is his name, I think.
I actually don't remember his name. Do you?
There was three of them. I don't remember one of their names because he's such a tool.
Is that guy. The one I think that it's I brother Eric?
Is that the one that I got ambushed by?
No, that was RD. That was RD Christian.
Yes,
and then brother Dean, and then there's another one who has like some awful. I think it's Mikhail or something. These guys are street preachers. They're awful human beings.
They're the worst. But this guy, it's actually a trending thing. He was at a campus this week.
Well, let me tell my story first. Yeah, I'm going to go back to that.
Okay.
Because I actually have video of it still, if anyone's interested.
Yeah, it's published on your Facebook, I think, right?
I took the sound from that
and put that on an episode of Live as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's actually been about a year. I went back to taking college classes at our university and was on my way back to work. So, because I had left during my shift and I was wearing scrubs. And on the way through the courtyard, he was talking. And so I had to stop for a second. And he decided to call me a whore because I was not wearing a dress. I was just wearing my nurse's uniform. And so...
That makes you such a slut.
Yeah, yeah.
Massive whore.
I mean,
yeah.
Pants, much I'm telling sleep. You.
And so at that point, I stopped and started videoing him because he was the most offensive person I had ever heard. He went on about... gays and lesbians and how sorority girls were all sluts.
Oh, yeah, this is that guy that got this from this week. Yeah.
Yes.
It has to be.
And, well, there's a couple of them who are doing it. And they're all,
yeah, there's a group.
They're kind of all together. I don't know specifically which ones.
They're all kind of a part of the same group.
Oh, well, they're all fuck faces.
Yeah.
And they are.
And you, I mean, there was students out there who were around him who were literally quoting scripture right back to him, refuting what he was saying. And, I mean, he just went on and on and on, and he would just circle back around to what he was saying. He was out there for hours. But recently, and I was very upset, like, I was just blown away by the fact that this person would say that to a nurse who one day may be in my care or in someone else's care. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to care if I'm wearing scrub pants. You're just going to want me to help you.
Like if you're delivering his wife's baby one day.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
he has to find a woman first.
Yeah. Or, I mean, there's always a possibility that I may change field of medicine and end up in an emergency room or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, this is a story that happened this week at the University of Arizona in Tucson. This guy is Brother Dean, and he looks to be, if not, like, at our age, probably into his 30s, just a tiny bit. But he was out there screaming with his bullhorn, being a mega douche.
Uh-huh.
And,
sounds familiar.
A girl approached him, not aggressively, just approached him, and his immediate response was to get up and kick her in the chest. And he was arrested
And that's
and
a small
Twitter
victory.
Blew the F up.
Oh, yes. Like, all of the kids at the school, like, blew Twitter the fuck up. And it's a small victory, and I hope it continues to, like get him in big fucking trouble.
It's a shame that someone had to get hurt over it, but I am very glad that there has at least been some small action taken against him.
Do you guys know the story of him getting hit with the baseball bat?
I did. I watched that the other
day.
That's
a great video.
A high school kid hit him in the head with the baseball bat.
Now, was that him?
It was Brother Dean.
It was Brother Dean.
He's gotten hit.
I watched that the video, and at the end of it, he goes, "I shouldn't stuck around."
No
shit, Sherlock.
No.
Oh my god. Well, don't stand in front of a high school and start screaming that kids are going to go to hell because
that was done at a high school.
Yeah, he did it at a high school in Arizona.
Yeah.
Or California, I don't remember which.
I think it was like La Vista or something like that.
Yeah, they're really prominent in the Arizona area.
Yeah, Arizona, California,
and Arizona. The University of Arizona is their go-to spot. We were going to get Artie Christian on live.
Yes.
That was the whole point.
Yes.
Was to confront him about asking why that you were a whore.
Right.
By wearing pants. And I called him out on it. And he blocked me.
Bitch.
Then he unblocked me. And now I can see all his Facebook feeds. And all it is right now is him pleading about how he can never find a woman. Just want to point that out.
Because you probably got a small, inadequate dick.
I actually had friended him on Facebook as well. And no, it's okay. You'll enjoy this. And he went on this ginormous rant about masturbation and how it was insanely wrong. Being a nurse, I actually know, like, the stages of development, and it's actually a very normal human step in development, and it's healthy for kids. It's expected. Ashley's over here nodding. Yeah. Like, we are taught this in nursing school, and so I actually suddenly flooded his Facebook pages with medical journals and staying.
Can I respond the response that you got?
Yes, go ahead.
This is why kids are going to hell.
Yeah, they did not receive that at all.
This is what's wrong with the morals of our society right now.
That's what's wrong with you. And you haven't jerked off.
And so he did finally.
He's jerked off too much.
He did finally confront me, and he's like, "What is your problem?" And I was like, "You want to know what my problem is?" And I just told him all of this stuff, and he's like, "I would never call a medical professional a whore for wearing pants." And
well,
I was I was like, "Well, I can give you the date and the time that you did, and I can also post the video." And then I just got really angry and I blocked him. So,
needless to say, the fight between me and him after that went on for like an hour.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, why weren't we friends then? I think we became friends right after
probably.
That shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I like making grown men cry.
What's left? What's on the list again?
Well, okay, let's see. We've just had someone to join us. We have another staff member with us.
It's Fozzie Bear. Oh, I'm kidding.
It's Kristen.
Ashley's mama and Richard's soon-to-be mama-in-law.
We're taking a break because Kristen has just a second to...
Apparently there's a bag with polka dots.
I told her pee and she told me.
Did you have you-know-who do that?
No.
Why didn't you have me do it?
I'm going to have you fix it anyway.
Okay.
I'll remove it.
There's a bag.
So, okay. But you guys... Now, you guys need to take a look at what you got.
I just pinked.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what I'm saying.
And I just want y'all to know that the artist of this is actually my cousin. Her name is Stephanie Edwards. Cooper. She recently got married. Thank you. And she does amazing paintings. She's actually done one for me. She's done one for my son, for Kristen. And she's in works to do a War of Warcraft one for my husband for his birthday.
That is wonderful.
This is his wedding present, but I knew you would want to get
that published. And I need to get him a copy of it.
Picture of this is going to be posted later, because this is amazing.
Yeah. I don't get speechless often. That did it.
I made
so you'll have to take
the cock and mouth look now.
So you'll have to take a picture of that and post that so everyone who's listening can see it.
It's so beautiful, you guys.
That is awesome.
I'm getting all teary. I'm so excited about you guys' wedding.
She is worried and worried about that. That it would not live up to y'all's expectations. And she's been sending me pictures all along the way. And I'm kind of jealous of it. It's gorgeous. And she put an M on it.
I can fix
it. I think that's even fine. That's awesome. I got nothing.
It's really, really great. It's Doctor Who. Wonderful. If anybody wants a quick description, it's a Doctor Who, and it's Eleven and
River Song, yeah.
Kissing with the TARDIS in the fog.
And it's got their pending wedding date and their names. So
yeah. It's official. We can't change it.
Yes. No Dixie Baxies.
7:05.
Yes. But I don't think she was that specific on there.
I'm just saying. That is fan freaking tag.
Yeah, you guys will have to post a picture of it so our listeners can see.
I'll post it with when this goes up.
Awesome.
Yes. It's so pretty. I love it.
Like I said, I got nothing. I can't say anything right now. I'm just like, this very rarely happens in this world for me. So there you go.
Thanks, Stephanie, for being awesome.
Yeah, thank you very much for being awesome.
Wait, yes.
Do it.
Sorry, I have to. This isn't like the touch. Oh, now it's not going to do it. Of course.
What?
I don't know what's going on. It just kind of froze on me.
Okay, I'll do it for you.
The program just froze. There it is. I'll do it twice just for that.
Don't skimp on the yashes tonight, Richard.
I'm not trying to. I'll take things that... Never mind, I'm not making that joke here. I have to be on my best behavior now, don't I?
She's got the gist of your personality.
Yeah, I know.
There's no going back now.
That door has been kicked open. It's all right now.
Okay, so we've covered that.
Okay, we're gonna wait and do fat bearded men when Nicole is back because that's her specialty.
I think it really just started off bearded man.
I know, I got all excited. I was like, I can argue this.
Well, I think
you're not bearded. You're goateated. You're a little scruffy right now. Your goatee 5 o'clock shadow is.
Well, that's because he recently did all the hair removal.
Yeah, I did. And I'm getting ready to do it again.
This was a collaborative because I'm pretty sure that you said bearded men, and she's like,
this is in episode 2. This is during the drunk episode.
Yeah, yeah. We were drunk.
Because then Nicole was like, ooh, fat bearded man. So I was like, I'll add that part too.
Okay, so we can need to discuss playlists for specific moods you're in.
Is this your suggestion?
I don't know who added this.
It wasn't me.
We're too deep in the group text to go back and see. It might have been me. No, I really think it was me. And then we have Fall Out Boy and band members, and I vote for the latter because I can.
We can talk about that if you want.
We can talk about Fall Out Boy.
We can. But does Richard want to tell her about plans, or are you going to talk about that later?
His newfound obsession.
Are we talking about the obsession, or are we talking about what's being added to the video show?
Okay.
Are we talking about
both of those right now. Start with the obsession.
I wish I had a no. What?
I'm talking about the new portion that you're adding about staff.
Okay.
What?
If you want to talk about it. On
so video. I need to plug the show anyway.
Okay.
I don't exactly know what day it's going to be constant because this is going up later in the week. But then I think it's going to be on Wednesdays. Video Kill the Internet Star. It's our version of Mystery Science Theater meets music videos. And last week did so well, but I was kind of coming up with new segments for the show, like a retro video of viewer submissions. And then it just hit me like a sack of potatoes. The segment's going to be called Pissing Off the Staff, and I'm going to choose every song, and I'm getting the death look, and there it is!
Katie went from being so excited to pissed off at you.
I thought we were going to watch Fallout Boy videos and commentate on them.
Okay. No, I am.
He is. In a bad way.
But I'm going to make fun of it.
Okay, but I want to tell you something.
I just got the double middle finger.
I'm so hot right now.
I did contribute to that suggestion a little bit.
She added to it, yes.
Okay, no. Okay, but please.
Here's the thing. Okay, let's say from an outside point of view.
No.
You got to work with us here.
No.
I'm on this list too for something else.
She is.
And it's I'm cool with it. So you got to be cool with it too.
No.
They have very unique videos, correct?
Very unique, but I went
and
like...
To us, most of them tell us... And most of them tell us a story.
Except for America's Sweethearts, because I don't fucking understand that one. Have you ever seen it?
No, but we might have to look into it.
Jesus Christ, actually, it's so weird.
That's actually one of my least favorite songs.
What? No, I love that song.
No, it's one of my least favorites.
Oh my God. But the music video is just fucking what?
Richard and I were talking about suggestions, and I did tell him that even though I absolutely adore them, and they are my favorite band, that many of their videos are unique.
Which is very true after watching like 30 of them.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you, Richard.
But I think that it'll be one that you'll be able to at least be like, yeah.
Can I sit in as the voice of reason?
No.
There is no voice of reason.
Fuck you guys.
Well, this just means that his plan to add this new feature
is going
to
work.
I'm pissing off staff.
It's working already.
I'm going to do Blink 182.
Okay.
Wait, what's your favorite band?
I don't have
Fall
one.
Fall Out Boy?
Fuck!
You have to admit that there are some really, really strange videos that they have.
No, I'm dead serious. After this, we'll watch America's Sweethearts, because that, you think like the freaking antlers and Sugar We're Going Down is weird.
And
watch
what
America's
video is going to be the first one that
Sugar
I...
Sugar We're Going Down.
Yes.
No, you really
should
do...
It is very strange.
America's Sweethearts.
You have to let him make fun of things or he explodes.
This is true.
But one can't.
Because you have to be good-spirited, because it's all in good fun.
You know that he's going to go after Nightmare Before Christmas
yes,
in
that's
October,
the next
right?
One.
An entire Halloween episode. All three
them.
Videos is
but
probably going to be Nightmare.
But does.
I don't care about them. Okay. Okay, I'll turn the sound down.
I'm not going to...
It's real fun.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Richard. You might want to look at this one, too,
I will
later.
Check this out later.
It's got no sound to it.
Well, I can't watch it and keep track
but
of
you actually but, probably will want to look at that.
Just have a look-see.
So I'll have two videos to do at some point. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. And this one was her suggestion.
I know.
So.
But it's the weirdest fucking one, and I don't understand it.
See, then you should be okay with him making fun of it.
Oh, no.
But it's in good fun.
He's not going to say bad stuff.
I'm not going
to. Like, there are specific songs that you're not allowed to make fun of. And if you make fun of them.
Like what?
I'm out this motherfucker.
So you're going to just walk away from your best friend?
If you tell me, like, that stupid DNCE song, we're fucked, because that's the next episode.
Oh, no, I don't give a fuck. You can't make fun of anything from there. You can make fun of Thanks for the Memories, because Kim Kardashian's in that.
Really?
Yeah, she plays the chick that makes out with Pete Wentz.
I can't,
fuck you.
I can't put Kim Kardashian in the show twice in the 2 weeks.
Well,
I just can't do it.
Okay. So
after watching the fucking Fergie video, I know I can't do it.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, my God. You need to watch it. Go back and watch the last episode of Video Killing.
This sounds bad. You can make fun of... No, I can't find anything you can make fun of.
Okay, so...
Okay, you can make fun of the Carpal Tunnel of Love, because that is the Happy Tree Friends video, and it's a little weird. You cannot make fun of Irresistible with Demi Lovato, because it's a play on NSYNC,
oh,
and
yeah,
Joey Fatone is
really
in it, and I will
kick
you in the nuts.
It is a really cute video.
Please don't do that one, Richard.
I'm good. I'll wait until after things happen.
You can't make fun of This Ain't a Scene, It's the Arms Race, because that music video fucking rocks.
Well, he doesn't make fun of good videos.
I don't make fun of good videos.
Oh, and
he makes
cannot,
fun of weird
you
or
cannot
really
make
bad
fun
things.
Of, you cannot make fun of I'm Like a Lawyer with the Way I'm Always Trying to Get You Off, because that is a really good music video, and it benefited UNICEF, and I will kick you in the nuts again.
I'm trying to think of all the videos I've made fun of so far. And
But you can make fun of Sugar We're Going Down, because it is real fucking weird.
And it was an interesting starter video.
Mm. Yeah. You can make fun of, what is the, Save Rock and Roll? Is that the one? Yeah.
Well, it's not.
Save Rock and Roll, you can make fun of the,
Chronicles.
What, the Youngblood Chronicles, because those are real fucking weird, too.
I actually think they're neat, because you put them all together,
neat.
And it tells
they make
a story.
One big movie, but they're real fucking weird, and I'm really lost. Like, why is Fall Out Boy carrying around some kind of goddamn secret from Jesus Elton John?
Well, what's really weird is when they... What's really weird, though, is when they didn't release them in single form in the order.
Also, no. Please make fun of that song with Courtney Love, Rat-a-tat, that I asked you to remove her parts in.
Yeah, I can do that still. I haven't done
Please
it yet.
Please still do that because that is a good song, but Courtney Love real fucked it up.
So let me just go ahead and plug what's coming up on the next episode since, you know, that's a thing. Cake by the Ocean by DNCE.
That's a song about sex.
From a Jonas Brother. We did not realize
the
that
hot
for the
one, though.
They all look alike. I
no,
can
they
never
don't.
Tell you
that one looks like Elvis with a mental disability.
That's pretty awful.
Yeah. That's the truth.
The next video is a viewer submission, which actually came from Sharon.
Yep.
Which is Love Game by Lady Gaga.
Yeah, it's
just playing Love Game.
The one where she like keeps singing about the disco stick, and I'm just like cringing and sad.
And I'm not sure. I think it's is it Mike Posner who does "I Took a Pill in Ibiza."
I took a pill in Ibiza.
I don't think.
I don't know.
I took a pill in Ibiza is my last one, the remix version. So if you've seen that video, it's pretty bad.
It's really strange.
It's him walking around with a giant head. So, I mean, it's... Those are your three videos. And then next week, I don't know what we're doing yet.
That's okay.
Well, I think I'm still standing by Elton John. I'll end up in next week's episode, so...
No, yeah, make it the Save Rock and Roll song because he gets splattered with blood and I don't understand any of it.
I'm Still Standing has like 100,000 crotch shots in it, and I really, really want to make fun of that video.
You just want to look at dicks, Richard.
Oh, I want to look at dicks.
If I wanted to do that, I'd look at myself in the mirror.
Yeah. Naked or unnaked?
He's never nude.
I'm never nude. I'm like Tobias.
Richard, get it? Done. Yes.
I forgot that I don't have the show sounds from live on here. I was going to play the losing tuba from The Price is Right.
This is a really good show today. We need
I mean, geez.
This week, I'm really hot. My face is just real red. Is it not real red?
No.
Not at all.
I've, no. Richard, no.
I'm not the one playing
Learn
it.
Learn how to do this appropriately.
I can't make that joke here.
I feel like my face is just real red.
It's
right
not.
Now.
It's not at all.
I got a fever that I can't sweat out.
So that's coming up on Video Killed.
What is? Panic the Disco?
No. The ones we just talked about.
Speaking of Panic the Disco, I really have to tell you guys this story because I'm so fucking proud. I have a 7-year-old. And I have this tank top that I made that says, I panic at a lot of places other than the disco.
Yeah.
And my 7-year-old's just sitting on the floor playing with her iPad. She's playing Minecraft because she's real wicked cool like that. And she looks at me and she starts reading my shirt. And she gets to the end. She goes, oh, I get it. It's a play on Panic the Disco. I like that, Mom. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Aw.
I know. She's the best kid. This is the same child that I've spent the better part of a year teaching how to differentiate between Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, and Patrick Stump's solo career. So, like, whenever I play, like, $20 nosebleed, she gets real confused. Because it's Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco. But she actually knows now, and she was singing You'll Shoot Your Eye Out the other day, and I was so proud. I've never had a moment in my life where I'm more proud of her than when she was singing You'll Shoot Your Eye Out.
Yeah, my boys sing Fall Out Boy songs all the time, but I'll just, like, walk into, like, the living room, and I'll hear them, like, quietly singing where, like, they don't know anyone's, like, going to catch them.
They're the best, though.
I used to do that as a kid, though.
Oh, man.
But, like, it's a proud mama moment where you're just,
like when you
score.
Guys, when you guys have kids, if you guys have kids, definitely start from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Teach them Fall Out Boy.
I mean, that's why we're so hard.
From the very beginning, we're going to teach them 40 swing music.
Yeah, do that.
What's wrong with swing music?
Swing music. Okay. What is
that going to get them in life? Nowhere.
I think I've mentioned this to Katie, though. When Zeke was 2, he had 2 favorite songs, and we had to listen to them in a loop. And I literally hated these songs for a long time, and I had to learn to re-love them. And one of them was Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy. And the other one was what he called the Rabbit Song,
which was AFI's Miss Murder, because on the album there's like three rabbits.
Wow.
And those were his favorite songs, the two. And so anytime we had to like go on a road trip or anything, it was on a loop. Over and over.
He's the best. He's the best. I have no idea. I want to add him on Facebook, but I post really inappropriate things. But he's the best. He's the best kid.
He is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Sharon has the best children. But I mean, like I've said before, you can't have shitty children if you're not shitty. I mean, I guess you can. But Sharon's a real good mom. She made awesome kids. Sharon, well, Jesse helped, but yeah. Sorry, Jesse.
You do it, Jesse. I'll give you some
money. He's pretty great, too.
You were a great mom, Jesse.
I'm sure he really appreciates being told that.
Yeah, I know.
He teaches them other things, like how to play Black Ops and, you know, things like that. How to play
Blackjack?
Yeah, probably that, too, at some point.
Probably. Though, I think today I've taught him how to play most card games. So,
meh.
Okay, so did you want to talk about the band members?
Fall Out Boy? Okay, so in Fall Out Boy, you have four band members. There's Patrick Stump, he's the lead singer. He's from Willamette, Illinois. There's Patrick Stump. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's Patrick Stump.
They're all Patrick Stump.
Might as well be.
That's all I see. Yeah. There's Pete Wentz, and he plays the bass guitar. And
he also really, really likes to jump in and pretend to be lead singer. He really wants to be lead singer.
I think he's like the spokesperson of the band. He talks in between the songs and stuff like that because he's really charismatic and he's like super cute. Did you know he's biracial? You can't tell because he's white presenting, but he
also
is
known as the former Mr. Ashley Simpson.
Oh, yeah, don't get me started on that. She's like a Yoko Ono Fall Out Boy. but he is.
I'll take things I never heard about Ashley Simpson ever.
He is. He's biracial, and his parents are super-duper adorable, and he makes really cute babies, and he's actually pretty short in real life. Like, we're the same height.
No. Like 5'6".
5'7". I don't know. He might be taller than that. I don't give a fuck. but he's super cute. He's also from Illinois. They're all from Illinois. Then you have Andy Hurley, who plays the electric guitar, rhythm guitar. I don't know what the fuck it's called. And he's got like this real big hair, and he's, no wait, no, that's not Andy Hurley, this is Joe Troman, my bad. I've had some wine. Well, we haven't had wine on a show in like a month because we
two shows.
You drank that one show.
Yeah, we didn't drink the only show
that hasn't had wine.
No, we didn't drink the last two shows at y'all's house.
Oh, wait. That was live, not the winos. Just want to point that out.
No.
Oh, that's
it
true.
It was live. One show.
Whatever.
What all that matters is we have done two podcasts. Didn't matter if it was ours or not. Two podcasts without alcohol.
I've also been sober every day for the last 2-3 weeks. So, and after the week that we've had, it's well deserved. Anyway, then you got Joe Troman and Patrick, Pete, and both Joe are married. Well, Pete's not married.
Together?
No.
I had to.
Hot as fuck. No. okay. Pete is engaged or dating a model. He's got a baby with Ashley Simpson, which. And he's got
no resentment there, right? No resentment.
He's got a baby with the model. Patrick is married to this one chick that I don't care to learn the name of.
She seems really, really nice.
That's harsh to say. Not the nice part.
The disgusted eye roll from Katie.
And they have an adorable baby.
Looks just like Patrick. Is the cutest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't give a fuck.
Elisa Yao. Thank you.
Yeah, Elisa Yao. She's from Michigan, and I only know that because at one of at one of the concerts in Michigan that he played one time, he like shouted to the crowd to thank you for giving him his wife, and it's the cutest thing. Aww. It makes me sick to my stomach. I don't give a fuck.
And then Joe is married to, I don't know who the fuck he's married to, but he's got a little girl who's real fucking cute, too.
You sure did your research before this rant?
I didn't have to do research. I know this off the top of my head, sweetheart.
No, I'm talking about, like, all the, I don't know what the names are.
I don't know.
Marie Gobble. Or Gobble.
You're being sarcastic.
Yes, I was being sarcastic.
I don't care to know what their names are.
That's why I'm here.
You should know that I am a little bit sarcastic. And by that, I mean quite a bit.
I know you're sarcastic, but I'm also pretty gullible. So, okay,
perfect pair.
Then there's Andy Hurley, who is probably my second favorite. Pete was my first. Oh my god, I gotta tell you guys this. When I went to boot camp, they let us have like this book of like photos and stuff like that. Like a.
Did you just take follow-up pictures?
They're supposed to be like pictures of your family and shit, but they're all.
So yours was completely covered with Fallout Boy pictures.
He cut out some
people. I can't breathe right now.
Yes. They were all magazine cutouts of people. Zero photos of family.
Well, we knew where your priorities laid at the time.
Yes. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, man. Those were the days. Okay, back to Andy Hurley. He is their drummer. He was the, like the last one to join. He lives a straight edge lifestyle, which means he doesn't drink, he doesn't do drugs, and he doesn't have. Well, I assume he doesn't have like random sex.
Extramarital affairs.
He's not married, so it wouldn't be extramarital affairs.
Oh, this one's
but
not married.
But he doesn't have, like, sex with, like, just random. Like, one time this interviewer asked him how many roadies or fans that he's banged, and he threw a glass in his face and walked off.
That's kind of an extreme reaction.
Well, it's real fucked up because he has morals.
Well, that's,
he's a good person.
That's fine, that but it's like a glass.
Is it people?
Like, was like, there not like a paper cup somewhere?
I don't know, but it just looks. What are you doing? I can't see you. I'm the only person who can see
you.
He
has his hair off.
Letters in your hair.
It looks like something about Mary hair.
And that's why it's sticking out.
Okay, and but yeah, he lives a straight edge lifestyle, and he does CrossFit and. When Fall Out Boy was on hiatus, him and Joe founded a heavy metal group called The Damned Things, and they're actually pretty good.
I've never listened to them.
Oh, I've got them on my phone. I'll let you listen. But they're pretty good. My interpretation of heavy metal, it's not like screaming into a microphone, but... it's pretty good. You can definitely tell there's like some undertones Fall Out Boy, but oh, and then there's like something about knives too. Is one of theirs?
What?
I don't know.
Like, did they throw knives or is it just a song?
Like they founded this group.
I'd be cool with that.
they had founded this group and they were.
I mean,
like,
Jesse
well,
would definitely go if there's like knife throwing.
Well, no, it's not.
As long as they don't, like, toss them out into the audience like they do drum sticks, because that would be terrible.
I'm telling you, the next time we go to a concert, we're going
to
get...
We have to invite Ashley. Yeah. Because apparently Richard owes her a lot of concerts.
Like, Richard refused to let me go to the Fall Out
Boy concert. I didn't refuse to let you go.
Shut
the
fuck
one we
up.
Were, the one we
the
were
one
at.
That would have been a better freaking person to go with.
The one we went to.
I didn't get to go because Richard didn't want to.
You could have come with us.
On
my defense. It was a good concert.
I told her it wasn't the best.
It wasn't the best because we had shitty seats because we were waiting on somebody to figure out if they were going with us or not.
And we couldn't hear the first or the second band.
Nobody gives a shit about the first or second band.
In my defense, that's why I didn't go, because I just didn't give a shit about the opening act.
He didn't want to go because he didn't want to see the opening acts.
I don't really care.
Per, per, Paris.
I don't give a fuck.
Paris.
We spent the whole first 20 minutes looking up how to say it.
Yeah.
While we were there.
My Wi-Fi wasn't that good in there. But they weren't that great. But AWOL Nation, you know that one song that we know is like, say, yeah.
Yeah, but the only...
That about sums up their entire career, too.
Well, they sung other songs, but we could not hear them.
No,
like,
we
literally,
couldn't hear
the only reason we could hear it, Sale, was because... The audience was singing.
Yeah,
it.
And then
we could just hear the audience
and
sing.
And the acoustics
it.
Are not bad in the FedEx Forum either.
No, really Fall Out Boy rocked it. Yeah. I think they turned it down and like hyped everybody up for Fall Out Boy. But let me tell you this, every fucking person it seemed like was vaping in that motherfucker because there was a constant smog of what I would assume would be vape because nobody was actually smoking in there. But it was so freaking foggy. It was absolutely ridiculous. But next time, we will get pit tickets, and we will throw around those fucking balls that they threw out in balloons
yes.
that they threw out
we
there.
We will do this.
And I will touch
Richard can stay home.
I would have to.
And Richard can stay home.
Yeah, you'll stay the fuck
yeah,
home.
Yeah, but see, like, I keep telling y'all how much I love St. Louis. Like, you can get seats right behind the pit, and you can still do all of, like, get all the balloons, catch all the stuff.
I wholeheartedly regret not going to the Panic at the Disco concert there. Oh, my God. I kick myself in the ass about it every
day. Did you buy
the
ticket?
I did, and I sold them. I mean, I made twice what I paid for them, but still.
Hey, that's actually a good deal.
That took the sting out just a little bit. Oh, my God. If I didn't know better, I think my little brother-in-law shirt said something real bad. It's just got a barcode, and all you can see is CK, me. He's like 13. I've got to get help. Okay.
So
yeah,
do you feel that you've adequately covered Fall Out Boy and band members?
Okay, no, one more thing. No, it's gonna be real quick. Okay, what you guys might not know about Fall Out Boy is they have all those punk pop albums out, mm-hmm. and they've migrated more toward rock and roll like the last couple of years. But in 2013, they released an EP that is only about 15 minutes long, with an old friend of theirs that wrote this music. But it's called Pax Am Days. And it's all, like, mm-hmm. 80s, 90s style grunge music. And all the songs are, like, a little over a minute to some of them are just a little over 2 minutes long. And they're amazing.
Okay.
You really need to listen to them. If you don't like Fall Out Boy's, like, previous sounds, mm-hmm. you might like this. I'm desperate for them to do an entire album like this because I feel like...
Definitely needs, like, full-length.
Full-length songs. Like, even if you just release an EP with, like, four or five more songs, make them, like, 3 to 4 minutes long because they are really, really yeah. great. And they actually have – they're all on their Vimeo YouTube, or you can find them on iTunes. I think the entire album is, like, $4.99.
Yeah. Goodbye. And if you use Spotify, you can find them on there. Jesse and I listened to them on the way to St. Louis the other day.
Yeah, they're really great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Love, Sex, Death is probably my favorite,
which is their most popular. It's mine, too. And then there's another one, which was, I don't remember the name, but it's whatever's the longest song on there. Do you remember what that's called?
It might have been Caffeine Cold.
Yes,
I think that's it.
Like that one, too.
Yeah, I've been listening to them pretty much, that album, pretty much nonstop for, a few weeks now because I can't get enough of it. It's really great. Yeah. Caffeine Cold, 2 minutes and 41 seconds long. Yeah. Sorry, I have my phone up. but they are really great, and it really shows you, if you listen to this and you know their previous music, it really shows you how extremely versatile Patrick Stump's voice is and how incredibly talented that man is.
Well, like Brendan Urie said, his voice has got soul.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God. That sounds like soul. Yeah. I can't say it. I can't. I don't have soul in my voice. Please. That's not how I really sing. I sound like a combination of Fergie and Jesus when I sing.
Nice.
No. Real talk. I do sound. I got a nice voice.
Like Jesus or like a Jesus?
Like Jesus, bitch.
Yes,
do you not know Step Brothers?
You did sing during the 90s.
I wrapped Salt and Pepper. Well, no, I sang here in the 90s, but yeah, I was drunk, so that doesn't count.
No, but you sounded fine.
Oh, yeah, I know. Thanks.
Yeah, you sounded great.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because I listened to that podcast at least twice, so.
Yeah, that sounded pretty good.
So we thought that we would do a game since it's just us without Nicole today.
Yeah.
And it's a voting game. So we do that just with the people that are present. Sadly enough, I discovered that I just have an expansion pack.
I picked up the game at Barnes & Noble yesterday. I'm like, is this the game you're talking about? She's like, the box is different.
I was like, my box is a lot smaller. But nowhere on the package anywhere or on the site that I got it did it say it was an expansion. So, like, I had literally no idea. I just thought it sounded like a fun party game. And so, you know, I just got it.
Here's our test run.
Anyway, yeah. So, anyway, so do we just want to divide up cards?
I'm cool with that.
However you choose.
It is what it is.
My cards flew.
Sorry.
This lighting in here sucks.
Thank you.
Kristen, now that you're here, do you want to scoot over and share this mic with me?
Sure.
You're supposed to have 5 to 10 players for this game. We just hit our 5.
Yeah, we kind of looked through them with
bated breath.
Yeah.
And we are definitely going to invest in the full game as well.
It does seem very fun.
Because this is the expansion pack.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Okay.
Seriously, that's going to get used for everything. Somehow I'll throw it in the video show.
Jeez Louise, please.
Okay, so Richard, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
And then we'll go to Ashley.
Okay.
Whose last photo on their phone's a selfie?
Katie just took one.
Like 5 seconds ago, just took a selfie.
It's Katie.
No,
yeah,
it's
no.
not.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's Katie. It's Katie. I just watched her.
Yes. It was Snapchat, but I saved it to my camera roll.
This will at least allow you guys to get to know us a little better, too, so that's always a plus side.
Okay. I'm vain. I'm just kidding. I'm not really.
I've got a good one.
Okay.
Who has hooked up with someone less than half their age plus 7?
Less than half my age? So I'm...
This will be like cougar status.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He's less than half my age?
Less than half your age plus 7.
Okay. So I'm 27. So half of 27 is...
So if this
turns 13... So,
plus 7, so 20.
Silence.
Yeah.
Me.
Okay, so that officially made you cougar status.
Congrats. Else.
Anybody else? Kristen says no.
No. I was sitting here thinking...
We added this up earlier. Yeah, Richard almost made it.
I almost made it.
Richard almost made it.
Okay, is there anyone in here that is still skeptical of global warming?
No.
Okay, that's a negative. We all believe. Kristen?
There's something else out there.
What I don't believe is that El Nino.
I do. Like, that's just a storm pattern.
Whose life would win Best Picture if it were turned into a film?
I
mean, I think I've had the most train wreck of a life.
Whose life? I thought it was laugh.
No. Life.
Like, who the fuck would make him laugh into a pit film, Richard?
Your laugh is, like, not that exciting. I'm sorry.
Maybe it could be all of ours, then we could just be sharing this adventure of the magazine.
I thought you said Sharon's adventure. I thought you said Sharon's movie.
Sharon. I cannot help that my name is similar to the word sharing. Gosh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Katie.
No, it goes back to you.
No, I haven't.
She hasn't.
I'm sorry, I skipped you.
Yeah, you did.
Who would be the first person to stand up for someone that is being picked on? I will go to jail for any one of y'all. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
I went into a bloodbath with a street preacher. I think I'm okay. I think that's, yeah.
Yeah, you
did. Yeah, you are pretty fierce. You have defended me recently, so.
I'll cut a bitch. Stick a potato in a tailpipe. I'll do what needs to be done.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
There we go.
Yes. Thanks for agreeing with me, Prime Minister Trudeau.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Who gives the most awkward hugs?
In here?
Awkward? It depends. Do you like Sharon's boob pressed against you?
I've hugged Richard, and it was just a quick, normal hug.
Yeah, it was like less than a second.
If you didn't think that was awkward, then it's probably not Sharon.
It was an appropriate hug.
I know.
Maybe me. I don't think anybody has given an awkward hug.
I give awkward hugs to different people. I grab a lot of people's butts.
So you're like Nicole, and you like to fondle people.
No.
I should probably
Nicole
be in jail.
Nicole doesn't go for the butt.
Well, I'm aware, but
let's get it right. Nicole doesn't go for the butt.
We've already discussed that. If we have any returned listeners, they're already aware of Nicole's assault. So, yeah.
Okay. Who would be the best Walmart greeter?
Sharon.
No. Yeah, Sharon. She's always Sharon. So smiley. What is wrong with you?
That's because I'm really good at pretending I like people.
I'm not.
That's all that it takes. 90% of life is pretending things. Yeah. Fake it till you make it, right?
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
True that.
Okay, so this time, Katie, it is really your turn?
No.
I thought it was going this way.
I'm so confused.
Okay,
it doesn't matter.
It's Kristen's turn.
This one's great. Who will marry someone who isn't born yet?
Well, I don't think that's going to be anyone in here because you're married. I'm married.
They're
y'all
getting
are getting married.
Married.
Kristen's not married, but I don't.
It's Kristen.
I mean, that would be like extreme cougar
status.
So
not happening.
Okay. Did you just point at me?
No, I told her she's got to talk into the microphone.
Oh, I thought you were like pointing at me like it's probably.
Like she can't be talking over that way.
If I ever got divorced, probably.
I would vote for Katie if anybody.
No, I'd probably marry older. I kind of have this thing for older guys right now.
It happens.
Yeah. But I'll switch.
Okay, so this is a fun one too. Whose moral compass is broken beyond repair?
Me.
We actually talked about that one before you got here, and you were also the winner before you got here.
Fuck all of y'all. I'm the only one who can say this.
No, you're not.
We said it with love.
Nobody said it was a bad thing. No, we really didn't say it was a bad
thing. I'm fucked up. I'm not even going to lie. I'm real fucked up. I'm like Amy Schumer level fucked up in Trainwreck.
That's a really funny movie.
I'd do Bill Hader in a heartbeat.
Ditto.
Yes.
Well, that's my favorite celebrity list.
Oh, yeah. But anyone who's funny is automatically on my celebrity gay list. It happens.
I enjoy a sense of humor. I know.
It's true.
I enjoy a sense of humor as well. Okay, I'm next. Who would win in a hot dog eating contest?
Not me.
Richard.
No. I can only put two wieners in my mouth before I'm like, eh.
No. Well, that's not what we're talking about. Five. Yes.
Like, do it.
Was that one time off Craigslist? You gotta let that go.
Oh,
I don't have to let anything go.
Who eats sushi with a fork?
Richard.
Me.
I know I do, because I can't use chopsticks.
That was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
You need to take him to a Japanese restaurant and get him the sushi and just watch him without a fork.
I'm not really good with chopsticks either.
I don't know how to explain it. I think I explained it in a really horrible way when it's like, seriously, I look like Helen Keller trying to put a square peg in a round hole. I mean, it's exactly how it is.
If it was sushi, why don't you just pick it up?
I did that too. But then, like, the waiter, like, they just look at me like...
They give you very judgy looks when you eat with your
hand. They give you that look like you've disappointed your parents. Like,
You've probably disappointed their parents too.
Yeah.
Well, I would probably be hungry enough to not care. I would just overlook that and then leave a decent tip. So.
Yeah. Okay. Who would have the hardest time talking their way out of an insane asylum?
Me, because I'm legitimately insane.
I don't know. I think I'm right there with you, Katie.
Yeah, we can American Horror Story that shit up.
You would have the easiest or hardest?
The hardest time.
Oh, yeah. No, if I can convince people that George Clooney's the best Batman, I got this. All right.
Can we share a cell?
Yes.
Or a room?
Yes.
A
padded room?
Yeah.
We wouldn't cause any trouble.
We just keep to ourselves. Would be totally cool.
Get that opening scene of Suicide Squad going on in my head right now.
Who can fix almost anything with a roll of duct tape?
Oh, not me.
Ashley.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I wear the pants.
I'm not arguing that.
And I'm the only one that's ever fixed anything in our house.
Do you ever
that's
use
not electrical. It's not a computer.
Do you ever use like pretty duct tape?
Occasionally. Uh-huh. I have the glittery duct tape. And uh-huh. It makes me very happy. It's rainbow and glitter and more people should see it.
Yes. That sounds nice.
He's totally ignoring it.
No, I was reading cards here.
She said yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wouldn't.
That's what she wanted.
Who is the most terrified of the dentist?
Also probably
me. I love the dentist.
Like, you enjoy the experience?
Yeah. Oh. I had a hot orthodontist when I was a teenager.
Oh.
Hey, Dr. Hirschberg. Like,
I'll say I'm not scared of it, but I don't particularly enjoy it.
I was of age the last time you took my braces off.
And that's that moral compass that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
No, it's just dead. It's broken. The fucking arrow broke off a long time ago. Okay, this could probably be an insult. Whose favorite drink is Mike's hard cranberry lemonade?
No.
No.
Okay, none of y'all are bitches. That's good.
It's Richard. Richard's a bitch. You're the automatic answer for everything.
I know, right? If no one has an answer, it's usually me, probably.
It's your turn.
Oh, is it my turn? Who would fail an 8th grade math exam if we all took one right now?
Okay, I have a question. Yeah, is it based on Common Core?
No.
Because that's what the current math is.
Or 8th grade math, like when we were kids.
Okay.
Common Core doesn't make sense to anybody.
No.
Well, I realized this. I actually wrote a whole article about it last night.
I cannot.
I did that as well, like a long time ago.
I cannot wait to read that because I can't even do my second grader's
Common Core
math.
Sucks. I know.
It is the worst.
Okay, well, if we're going with the standard method, which is what they call it now, I could still pass that.
I'd fail because I failed.
I think I could pass eighth grade math.
I passed college algebra by just looking up the answers online. I'd fail. I'm good. Yeah, I know. I'd
you
be
looked them up.
I looked them up.
He Googles equations, and that's what he did.
I googled the equation.
He does that all the time.
Okay. It said to show your work. So I googled the equation, just started randomly pointing numbers in wrong directions. I don't give a shit, and just put the answer in. Occasionally, I'd miss a few just so they didn't think I was cheating.
I have the shittiest questions over here. No, I failed pre-algebra my 9th grade year as well, but I'm kind of glad that I failed it because then I switched schools and got another teacher that was hot as hell. Hey, Coach Bauman.
There's a lot of shout-outs tonight.
I had a lot of hot teachers.
Yes.
Mr. Rowan was hot, but I still hate him. Fuck you, Matt Rowan.
No, we don't acknowledge that one.
Yeah, we don't talk about him.
All right.
Okay. Who would try to talk down the price of Girl Scout cookies?
No, they can have all my money.
It's Richard.
Richard.
He haggles over everything.
You should have a TLC show.
Thank you. I've been trying to get that for years.
I feel that Girl Scout cookies is a pretty set price. Like, you're going to like argue with like an 11-year-old
in a skirt and pigtails.
At least it's not band cheesecake.
This is true.
Band cheesecake just sounds weird to me.
Okay.
You're probably right.
Yeah, your turn, Kristen.
Who would be the most uncomfortable living in a nudist colony?
Richard.
We actually previously discussed this one.
How many of you know Arrested Development?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
Tobias. I'm a Tobias? Never nude. I'm a never nude. I mean, honestly, if I had the option, I've told this story on live, and I'll just say it again. Like, I used to cover myself up getting undressed so Santa Claus wouldn't see me. That's how I'm
what the fuck is
he
wrong?
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
He thought that he was being watched by Santa Claus.
Yeah, every time. So, and I still technically, I still do that occasionally, by the way. Like, every time I get out of the shower, I'm like, I just cover it.
That's like,
yeah. Okay. Okay, so if you're Toby or Tobias, will you go get the license plate?
Yes.
What license plate?
You need to watch Arrested Development.
Yeah, you do. It's hilarious.
I'm missing something, and you need to tell me.
I'll tell you after the show. And by the way, I can also blue myself.
You are not going to blue yourself. We've discussed this.
Oh, I love that show.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, who has the hardest time saying goodbye?
I guess it would depend on who.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Like,
who is it?
I can tell people to fuck off all day. But there's a certain select people that I don't like saying goodbye to because I just feel like it's my last time, you know?
I think Kristen has a pretty big problem saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Separation issues, yeah.
I think we all had a good cry after convention, too, with our convention family.
We did. Yeah.
Like, on our way back from taking the Canadians, we bawled.
It was like this. It was officially over then.
Yeah. Come visit
like,
us again.
Everybody's gone.
Bring me Justin Trudeau.
I don't think that's how it works. But they did bring candy.
Kidnap him.
And the maple candy?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
I got one of those. I think I got their last one.
Bring me his hair.
I think
did
I
she found
did.
Another one?
Yeah, she found another because when I was upstairs, okay. She gave me one when it was right before her panel.
Oh, no, this was after that.
Was it? Then you probably got the last one.
Because this was their last day in town.
Oh, then, yeah, you got the last
one.
Yeah,
it's the day where I hung out in the hotel room, laying in bed, watching cartoons. Yeah. Yeah, and talking about politics and, like, 1800s medicine practices. Oh, it was interesting. Yeah.
Because that's just a normal conversation to have.
Yeah, we had some deep conversations.
Mm.
Yeah.
Next question.
Katie.
Who will end up practicing a religion that they didn't grow up believing in? Or, if I can make an adjustment to that, who will end up not believing the religion that they end up that they grew up practicing?
Well, I've already strayed away from mine.
Yeah, I've been away from mine. So,
and I'm already kind of exploring some new things.
Yeah.
So
I guess that's a two-person.
Yeah, it's a Katie and Sharon.
Yeah.
For the win. Maybe a Richard. He's being super quiet over here.
Like, I don't know when to say this.
We're the black sheep.
Richard's over here hiding behind his computer, like always.
Yeah. Sorry for my listeners who go to my church.
Not sorry.
Surprise!
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you went to the church. That's legit one of my questions, though. All my questions suck.
It's a great question.
Who really tips over to who the fuck cares?
And I don't go very, like, I can't tell you the last time I've actually gone, but she knows that that I was raised Catholic and
I guess
still
that's
identify
better than being raised Church of Christ.
Anyway.
Richard.
Who was always the last one picked in gym?
In what? In gym?
Yeah.
I did terrible too, so nobody wanted me.
I went to the band hall in gym.
So I guess I was the only one that was probably picked early. Especially if it was basketball.
Like, I think we talked about this in our last, like,
did we?
I could play volleyball and badminton and almost passed out during the mile run. So,
we did, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, I was awful. So I passed because my PE coach felt sorry for me.
My PE coach was participation, hot. And as long as you acted like you tried.
My PE coach was real hot. What's up, Coach McGee?
Do you just need to go back to your old high school and see all of your people?
Yeah.
You do realize this has been a little bit since you graduated, so they probably don't look.
He's still hot. Oh no.
Do you stalk him?
I'm friends with his daughter on Facebook.
Oh, that's weird.
I used to stay the night at their house all the time.
Oh, that's even weirder.
What's up, Coach McGee?
Oh my god.
I look better now.
I don't even know how to process this.
Oh,
I had a lot of hot teachers. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Moving on.
Who brings an umbrella on days with a 10% chance of rain?
I have one in my car all the time, so.
I do, too.
I mean,
I do, too, but I don't always take it in places.
No, I don't take it into places.
Do ponchos count?
Yeah. I don't have a poncho.
It's kind of in that category.
No. We were going to an event in Memphis where we had to stand outside of the arena and wait in line before we actually got in. And there was, like, a ridiculously high chance of rain. We were freaking out.
It was raining the whole day before it gets there.
It was raining all day long.
We're in Bass Pro.
We bought ponchos at Bass Pro.
And I'm like, I don't need a poncho. It's not going to be raining when the time we get over there. You should get one in case I'm good. If I'm going to get, it's okay. I haven't used an umbrella since, like, 1994. I'm okay.
So, long story short, two of us ended up buying ponchos. It did not rain. We had to carry them for the rest of the night.
See, this sounds like my conversation that we had yesterday when I went to the music festival.
Yeah.
In April, and it was supposed to, like, pour, so I wore jeans and a rain jacket and rain boots, and then it turned out to be 93 degrees and no rain, and I had to spend from 11 a.m. till midnight wearing this, and it was super, super hot. It was ridiculous.
Yep.
Yeah. So I feel y'all. It was
Richard
awful.
Won't let us live it down.
Nope.
But I still have the poncho.
So do I.
And honestly, we're on our way over there. It is pouring. We get, like, within a block of the FedEx Forum, just stops.
I was so mad.
Told you.
So mad.
It rained the Fall Out Boy concert
when we were leaving, right?
No, like when we were leaving.
Oh no, yeah, that's right. Because we ran.
We had to dash to the parking garage.
Yep, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's your turn, Kristen.
Who has watched a whole series of a TV show without leaving the house?
I have.
Yes,
I think all of us have. I mean,
yeah, I'm a real bad binger. It's a problem.
How about the last show you did it for?
I don't know the last one I watched the whole series without leaving the house. I do have to leave the house for work. It's not an option.
What's yours, Sharon?
Stranger Things.
Yes.
I know, I gotta watch it, I get it.
I watch it in a day.
The cast is so completely cute, I'm so obsessed with them.
I know, aren't they?
Was their mom.
Aren't they adorable?
They're so cute!
And Millie, she's so sassy, I love her!
And her short hair, Cassie, I wish I was her mom. Do you see all those gifts I shared of them? They're so cute!
Oh,
they're going places, I can't wait to see
them. I'm telling you, all you need is a Saturday and half of a Sunday. And you see it all.
We have a half of a Sunday. We don't have a Saturday.
We have a half of a Sunday.
And part of a Monday.
I could probably watch it all.
We can make this happen.
Let's see. What have I watched that I didn't leave the house?
Entire series?
Probably Orange is the New Black is my last one.
Yeah, that I watched. That's a pretty easy one to binge through season-wise.
Yeah. No. Either Orange is the New Black or American Horror Story.
Are you ready for The Judge? You ready for judging me? The entire run of The Office, all 9 seasons.
In a day?
No.
Oh, never without leaving the house.
No, without leaving the house? Like, he did nothing but watch The Office for, like,
days?
No,
this
week.
Is before I even met.
How many days did this
You've
take?
Done it since then, too.
Huh?
How many days did this take?
Six.
Six days. That's still pretty impressive.
I still did stuff.
Yeah.
I just never left the house.
But, I mean, that's kind of like Parks and Rec. I mean, I watched all 7 seasons in a week and a half. So, that was with leaving and going to work. And
I think it took 6 to 8 days. I'm not really sure the exact number.
Well, Parks and Rec took me like 3 days to watch all the way through.
7 seasons?
Yeah.
That's not even possible.
I don't sleep.
Well, I don't either. So, not anymore.
Club Insomnia.
Yeah. What up?
Ambien doesn't work for me.
I'm going to sit over here
and sleep. Me either. Nor does my current sleep medicine. So.
Whose turn is it?
I get so confused about which
turn.
It is. Because you asked.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I don't even know what day it is. We're all right.
Wednesday?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because tomorrow's Thursday.
Bollocks.
And then there's Friday.
Friday.
Gonna get down on Friday.
I need to make it on the show
day
eventually.
Okay, so bumped it hasn't yet.
This question is actually posed to
this question is actually posed to the whole audience regarding me. Who am I most similar to?
Like, it's celebrity-wise?
It does not elaborate at all. So it is open to interpretation.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Mm. I think you're uncomparable because you're one in a million.
That's sweet.
No, really. If I'm so lucky to know you.
You're a really wonderful person.
She really is.
I love y'all.
We wouldn't trade you for anything.
That's not the wine speaking. Real talk. I feel this way 24/7.
Y'all are awesome.
I'm glad we're friends.
Okay, so I guess that's your turn, Katie.
Yes. Sorry, I was like, that's having a moment. Feels.
Okay, whose last name would you take as your own if you had to pick one? Stump, Patrick Stump. Mrs. Stump. Mrs. Katie Stump. Captain Stump. Captain Lee Stump.
That's a really weird last name, though.
It is. Well, actually, that's actually not his real last name. It's kind of like Trump's.
Is it Stumped. German?
Yeah,
and he changed it to make it more pronounceable.
Yeah, it's I think it is kind of like how Trump's name was Drumpf.
Yeah,
I think it is. It's Stump with an F. Oh, no, actually, it's Stump with a PH. So yeah, it's like Stumpf.
Yeah, he dropped. So he just dropped the last.
I'd be Miss Patrick Stumpf. Holy every day.
Yeah, he just dropped
Patrick
that last
Martin
part.
Stumpf. Oh my God, our birthdays are 17 days apart. We have so much in common.
I'm nine days older than Jesse.
I'm a year and 5 days younger than Gerald. His is April 5th and mine's April 10th.
I try to use it in my advantage all the time. I'll be like, you should listen to me. I'm older and I know better, but it doesn't work.
Mm. I hate that argument.
Oh, I love you, Patrick.
I really hate that argument.
Well, I kind of
use that argument. But
I kind of just use it ironically because it's literally 9 days. So
yeah, it's 7 years.
Yeah. Well, Jesse and I actually have the same due date. So
yeah. I'm gonna pick a celebrity because that's just. Is that cool?
I picked a celebrity, so.
Tennant.
David Tennant. Well, Tenet. I'd be cliche, but I would straight up want to be Mrs. Matt Smith.
There's too many Smiths in the world.
Yeah. I want to specifically be Mrs. Matthew Smith. Fuck me, he is so hot. Cumberbatch. You'd be Cumberbatch.
I would take that. I wouldn't complain.
Sharon Cumberbatch.
I would take that. My article is doing really well.
Oh, Mrs. Peters. Yeah. Sharon Peters.
Yeah, he's super adorable, too.
Did you see that article I shared about
Yes, I responded to it. You keep asking me these things.
He looked so good. Oh, my God. He did. He looked
especially. I would also take John Krasinski's last name.
I'd take John Krasinski's last name.
Yeah.
Mrs. Krasinski.
I would also take Zooey Deschanel's last name, but that's a whole other reason.
John Francis Daly. I'd take your last name. I'd take all of you. I'd take everything.
Kristen, do you want to contribute to this conversation?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
She'd take Jensen Ackles' last name.
Nope.
It's the other one, isn't it?
Yep.
Padalecki's last name. There we go. I knew it was Supernatural. I just couldn't remember which one it was.
I'm a Sam girl. Come on.
Good try, though. Good try. It's your turn for me to go.
Is it? Who gives the best life advice?
Me. Fuck it.
I will second that.
Is that your answer for everything?
Pretty much. Fuck it and hate everybody. No, I'm just kidding. Don't hate everybody. But, like, seriously, fuck it. Fuck what anybody thinks of you. Fuck society normals. Fuck everything. Literally and figuratively.
So here in a month, are you going to help me find a new place of employment?
I will.
Awesome. Thank you.
You'll start seeing ads for the Sharoni Pony. Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure I found a place.
I know somebody who could co-sign a loan for us that has money.
Well, we have to get other workers because I do not plan on... Yeah, I'm not.
I know a bartender.
Can I be the announcer guy?
Yeah.
Sweet.
And up next.
And now taking the stage, Kenday.
wait, that song. Kenday. Let's get this
started
now. You'll
be missing her
now.
Like Kenday.
Let's get this started now.
Who gets vanilla at Ben and Jerry's?
Me!
Kristen for the win.
The person who eats nothing but vanilla ice cream, because you don't like ice cream and it makes me mad.
Cherry
no,
Garcia.
No. Now I will eat Oreos in my ice cream.
In the vanilla
my
ice cream.
My favorite is Americone Dream.
The Stephen Colbert.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. No. The Tonight Dough is really good too, though.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Jimmy Fallon right now. But no.
But it's ice cream and I don't care.
I know. And I like Cherry Garcia.
That's my second favorite.
Yeah. Okay, who's time?
We need to go for ice cream now.
We're going for Mexican. Mexican restaurant has ice cream.
Finish up the round.
Oh, my God. It's 8 o'clock already?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. It was time.
Who will be the hardest to recognize in 10 years?
I look the same since high school.
Sharon's looked the same since forever.
Yeah.
I've looked the same for ever.
I've changed drastically since you've met me.
Well, that's true, but you're just getting healthier.
You've just lost weight.
Yeah, I lost a ton of weight, and I died, and I cut all my hair off, and then I've gotten multiple tattoos. I mean, I just look amazing.
But that doesn't change, how hard you are to recognize, though.
I don't know. I've had some people who haven't recognized me.
Then I guess Katie wins.
Yeah. Okay. He said something about that the other day. I'll tell you about it later.
Nah.
Okay.
She doesn't give a fuck. That's okay.
Okay. I'm not even going to ask another question because all of them suck.
I'll say, I think it's mine first, but I've got to
find a
decent one.
Mine suck. Okay, I think this is probably the only decent one. You want me to go before you?
Yeah, you can, while I look for one.
Who intimidates the opposite sex?
Me. Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Guys always just think I'm their friends.
Yeah, I'm very intimidating. I'm really aggressive.
I have a lot of male friends. Jesse's friends just, completely accept me. And then none of their girlfriends or wives talk to me.
I've never been one of the guys. I've always been that girl that the girlfriends hate that are hanging out with them.
I could tell you how I feel about everyone, and then I could... You guys are about as intimidating as a bunch of Build-A-Bears to me, so I don't know.
That's okay.
That's because we're nasty people.
Be scary to somebody, though.
Yeah, that's... I figure I get it.
I wish you could see the look.
Is it Roxette?
Yeah.
Protect your balls, Richard.
All three of them. All right.
Okay, so actually, I talked about this earlier, and I know the answer, I think. Who will be getting ID'd at the bar the longest?
Sharon.
Sharon, because she doesn't fucking age a day in her life.
Are you a vampire, by chance?
No.
Okay, then I'm going
to ask. I am really pale, though. Yeah. I do have to special order my foundation.
That's
is that a true?
Yeah, it really is.
Really?
Yeah.
I
didn't know that.
Yeah, I have to special order it from France. So apparently there's a lot of pale people.
She's translucent. So you just use translucent powder.
I do. You just use translucent powder.
But you don't need foundation. Your skin is flawless. Shut the fuck up.
Whatever.
Yes.
But I was actually telling them earlier when we were looking over these cards, I went with my mother-in-law, father-in-law, and husband to Bourbon Street, and I was the only person that got carded, and I got carded three or four times while we were down there.
By the same guy, by the way.
Probably.
Yeah, so, yeah, and I don't think they normally card anybody on Bourbon.
Probably not.
You just looked extra young.
I got so excited. This week was actually the first time ever that I have not been carded for something. I got so excited.
She was dancing almost.
It was sad.
They made me take my sunglasses off one time because they thought my picture was fake.
You told me about that.
But my driver's license photo was I took it before I started losing all this weight. I also had long, brunette hair. So I look nothing like my driver's license photo now. It's crazy. Crazy.
You should probably get a new one before they think that you're
not
you.
They won't let me. It's not expired, and I don't have a new address. They won't let me renew. They won't let me get a new one.
Tell them you lost it.
But then I don't want to pay $22.
It's more than that now, but they last for 8 years. It's like $40 now, but they last for 8 years.
Oh, that's crazy. I pay $8 for 3 years worth of tags because we get Purple Heart tags. Yeah. Why is my license so much? It's ridiculous.
Because you're just a normal person in that aspect.
Yeah.
Welcome to everyday
But they
people
last
life.
Forever now. Yeah. And I have to get mine changed in November anyway. You can come with me.
Oh, yeah.
I love that everything
in
changed.
Jonesboro, it's like all centralized basically to one office.
Ours is too in Paragould.
It is?
Yeah.
God, when I lived in North Carolina, it was like 17 different offices. I had to drive 35 miles to Handover to fucking go to the Social Security office. It was ridiculous.
All of ours is at our courthouse.
Oh, all of ours is at the revenue office in Jonesboro, pretty
yeah,
much.
See, our DMV, taxes, everything is at the courthouse.
Wow. I like this area. It's
I like that's the reason you like this area.
There's not much here.
There has to be a reason.
Okay. Are we done with this?
I guess we
are.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to be. I was just asking.
No, I think that's what we decided to finish one more round and then call it.
Okay.
Do we have anything else we need to talk about or mention before we wrap things up?
Reminder that we'll be at Memphis Mid-South Pride on Saturday. I don't think we'll be wearing anything distinguishing other than, like, rainbow and stuff like that.
We'll completely blend in with the rest of the crowd.
But if you're familiar with us, I'll be wearing shorts, so just look at legs. And if you see somebody with the Bob's Burgers or Bobby Hill tattoo, you found us. Or if you see somebody probably belligerently drunk, y'all can't let me drink. I can't leave my car in Memphis. We live an hour and 15 minutes away from that place.
Well, just show some self-control and say no.
You know better.
Well, then you better hold my hand so I can keep an eye on you.
Exactly, but I don't think we'll be very distinguishing. Richard, will you be wearing anything eccentric?
People will get a chance to meet Rebecca this weekend.
Oh, okay. So you'll meet Richard's twin sister, Rebecca. They're identical.
With the purple hair.
With purple. Yeah. With
teal and purple.
With practically the trans flag hair.
It's really pretty, though. It's really, really pretty.
So if you recognize one of us, because there are pictures of us on our Facebook pages.
And on the website.
And on the website. Come say hi.
And Aunt Harley, we will be looking for you. So if you don't find me, I'll send you a message and we'll arrange a location.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, and then that evening we'll be in Hoxie for Out of Control Wrestling with guest star Santiago Cirillo.
We have had on live previously. He was here for
episode
Friendly
71.
Neighborhood Comic Expo.
Yeah, which is ironically, we are doing this show in the same building with the Friendly Neighborhood Comic Expo.
Hiya.
That's for him.
Yeah, we're super excited about getting to see him again.
I hope he brings the one guy from that movie he's shooting. He's so beautiful.
I don't think you're going to get your wish to come true.
Or maybe he'll bring the Power Ranger guy.
I don't think that's going to happen.
God damn it.
Power Ranger guy was in Little Rock earlier this year at a convention.
Oh, well, I don't know where they're shooting. Is Inuwatu, what is it? Is it in Texas?
I think they're shooting in Tennessee or Georgia.
They're in Tennessee right now.
They're in Tennessee because he's been traveling. I've been seeing him traveling back and forth because he's not far from here. Mm-mm. And he'll be in Jonesboro.
When they for the haunted house, and I don't know what weekend that is exactly.
The 22nd and 23rd while we're in Memphis. October.
Yeah, we're while we're in Memphis for we'll Memphis Comic Expo.
Oh shit! Oh well.
Speaking of which, Katie, we gotta talk to you about something when we're down here.
Okay.
And let's see. There's a lot more stuff going on.
Is this a good thing? Did I do something wrong?
You just forgot something.
Forgot to go to that?
No.
No, no. that sums up what's going on in the next couple months.
I mean, I plan on going.
No, you're good. Just keep on going.
Okay. other than that, we don't really have anything coming up other than weddings and
lots of busy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like
other stuff. The website's about to change.
Yeah.
I probably should tell that. We're going to a scheduled format, which is great. Live's moving to Mondays, 10, 9 central. This show's now moving to Thursdays. Hey.
I'm so excited about that.
I don't know what day video is going up. It's either going to be Wednesday or Friday. I haven't really decided. There's going to be a new podcast from Norm from Nerditure,
who we absolutely adore.
He's tight.
Well, him and Katie had a little.
Which will make for a very interesting episode at some point.
Please, dear Jesus, let's.
It's going to be called Nerds of the Round Table. So if you have, it's a lot of just giant nerd debates between a lot of nerds.
I love that so much.
That's about it. And there'll be some other stuff coming up. I'm going to put the schedule up on the Facebook page, and I'll put it up on the Winos page as well. So
yeah, I'm going to try to help pick up some more articles along the way and fill in some links there.
Yeah, I'll be adding all of the members of Fall Out Boy to our Hall of Hunk. So if you're interested, you can go read that. I'm pretty detailed, and I will include links to Pete Wentz's cock. So, I mean,
I swear to God, if you send me that photo or that article, I will censor it in the weirdest possible way.
No, I don't want it censored. That's why I'm going to post the link so you can see the uncensored. What's the point?
Well, no, I would post it to where they can go to it. But if I have to put it in the article, I will post it with the weirdest censor I can find.
That would be doing an injustice to Pete Wentz. Don't censor that. It's so
just put in the link then.
Yeah, I'll just put in the link.
You know, you do have to do like Hall of Hotties too to go along with it. It's not like a one-sided job.
Yeah.
I got
that. Yeah. Sharon is my first.
I don't know if it works that way.
It works that way, Richard?
I'm just the guy who's going to post it, so I
don't It works that way, obviously. Sharon's going in the Hall of Hotties.
I've been waiting for years for just to write the Hall of Hunks for myself and put it up on April Fool's Day. I swear to God. But like the last 2 years, I keep talking myself out of it. But this year, I'm changing everyone's bio on the website, and no one knows.
No.
What I'm putting up.
No. Oh, that's gonna be a great April Fool's. I'm gonna destroy
Except
your
now
life.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, but see, no one else. But here's the thing: I
we
can
won't
make it.
Know what it'll say.
But here's the thing: I can make it where no one can change it.
I'm gonna destroy
your
life.
Yeah, because right now I figured out how to change our profiles.
Like yeah, you our can actually change the. Stuff. The only thing you can't change is the photo, and I have to do that.
I might need a new photo. I don't have purple hair anymore.
You're probably fixing to change it to a different color, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you should hide.
I've been thinking about it. I actually been thinking about going back to brunette, letting it grow out. It grows pretty quickly.
That'd be a new change.
You've seen me with brunette hair, though.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, it has been, but.
I think that's it. That's all I've got.
Yeah.
I think we're spent. We're going to go eat Mexican food.
Olé.
Because you had to clarify that. Okay, guys. We will talk to you in a couple weeks. Nicole should be back with us when we return week
October
after next.
October 6th.
Yep, because by then she will be hitched.
And she'll be a Mrs.
She will be Mrs. Denton.
Yes.
So her fiance is going to finally make an honest woman out of her, which I have been trying to force him to do for quite a while. So I'm really super excited about that. Cute. Very happy for her.
Yeah. So. We're super excited. So, I guess we'll see you guys later. Take us out, Justin Trudeau.
Yes.